For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey folks, welcome to the Weight Loss Injection Revolution podcast. Really excited today to have a guest from the Believe Podcast Network, host of Mikey Likes You, a health and fitness podcast, also a TV and radio personality. You may have heard him on KABC 790 AM Talk Radio, CNN, co-host with Dr. Drew On Call, or even seen him on Dancing with the Stars. Welcome to the show, Mike Catherwood.
Hey, how are you, man? Thank you for having me.
I'm good. So, hey, tell us about your show and what you guys talk about on Mikey Likes You.
I'm the fitness world. I'm sure you've discovered the health and fitness kind of digital world is so oversaturated. And I kind of fell into it because of the pandemic and the lockdowns. You know, I was born and raised in LA. I was living in LA at the time. And I mean, I just didn't have options to do anything. Being a radio guy and a TV guy, like most of the time, most of the shows that I was working on, especially in radio, you had to be in close contact with people. And Los Angeles County was not very, they were not very open-minded about how they were doing things, especially in the beginning. So, I mean, I just was sitting in my house.
Yeah.
And so I kind of thought about how even on unrelated media outlets, people would always have segments where they would call up and ask me health and fitness questions, because I've been obsessive my whole life. I've been kind of a fitness geek, even during periods of heavy drug use and alcoholism, and I'm in recovery. But even in my use, I was always really kind of fascinated and stimulated by the idea of human performance and health and fitness and things like that. Very ironically so. And so I just kind of started putting together this podcast, and I wanted to make it kind of a comprehensive health and fitness show, and that I could talk about sets and reps and kind of the basic bro meathead stuff. But through my experience, I had realized that a huge component about consistency and sustainable fitness was really management of lifestyle factors. Things like relationships and stress and professional issues and self-worth and habit forming, all of that plays such a large role in whether it's weight loss or building muscle or shaving down your time on your mile. Those play massive factors. And I thought about how my mental health struggles and my addiction and my relationships and my marriage and my divorce and all these things that really were large pieces of achieving like either the physique or the performance that I wanted. And so I said, I'm going to make a show like that. I'm going to make a show that hopefully my buddies that have been professional athletes and then people who have never exercised in their life or never even thought about counting a calorie would find it interesting.
Well, and I think our shows share that in common, which is why I thought I would reach out to you and say, hey, let's get you on the show. Because when my wife and I both dropped, 35 for me and 50 pounds for her on the weight loss, talking about it's really lifestyle change. Like, it's okay to say I needed a medical intervention to have this discipline after age for me 50, after age for her 45, because we tried all the fad diets, we tried all of everything, and now what we were using this medical intervention for is to reset how we approach eating every day. You still have to have a plan. These injections don't do anything for you except tell your brain that you're not hungry. And it impacts everybody differently. So it's about lifestyle change. And folks, if you're not familiar with the Believe Podcast Network, it's BLEAV.com. You can find both of our shows there. Check out Mikey Likes You. But what I want to get into now, Mike, is just diet versus exercise. You really have talked a lot about this on your show. You've lived it. I just wanted to hear some of your stories. You talked about being in recovery. You talked about also some steroid use earlier. So can you get into those things? And then let's kind of get into a conversation, diet versus exercise and where the balance is.
It's really important. It's really important for people to hear this, because I think the overwhelming majority of people, especially in this country, if they are looking in the mirror and they're stepping on the scale and they're not happy with what they see, they immediately jump to like, I have to adopt this exercise protocol. And this is, I live in the gym and I train in like four or five different sports. And I am compromising my health with how much I exercise. And I'm saying this to you. When it comes to weight loss, when it comes to looking in the mirror, when it comes to aesthetics, diet is so far above exercise on the priority list that it almost like, it's not even a close second. It's most of the time, especially someone who doesn't have really thorough understanding of training, what you'll do for exercise not only is can be not only meaningless, but can be counterproductive. It can actually make you more hungry. It's not really giving you any sizable muscle contraction or any metabolic boost. And you're just kind of forcing yourself to swim farther upstream.
Yeah. And, you know, I've lived this, being a three sport athlete, a mediocre one at that. It was hard for me in my late 40s to accept the fact that walking was exercise. But, you know, been married for 25 years now and spending time with my wife as we empty nest, I look forward to those walks once or twice a week and getting 3 miles in, because running just became too hard on my back. And playing basketball, being the big guy, I was getting injured all the time because nobody wants to be the big guy when you get older, and just getting in the middle, getting punched in the nose, twisting ankles. And so finding new ways to exercise. But let's talk a little bit about stress, because I know you didn't mention even that. You talked about, hey, how it sounds like you're saying, hey, we over prioritize exercise, but we under prioritize other things. And I think one of those things in your mind is stress, correct?
Sure. I mean, I don't think anyone, especially in 2024, with political and social landscape, social media, mainstream media, and fallout from residual fallout from the pandemic, and then also just kind of the lack of, and it's not necessarily a personal choice. I think it's just lifestyle in general, the way we got to put food on the table day in and day out. It brings us farther away from humanity. And it's very stressful. It's hard. It's very hard on you. There's an incredible amount of, if we're going to get like biological about it, that's not my lane. I'm not a learned man when it comes to science, but if you're going to look at like cortisol levels and blood sugar and blood pressure, it's high. But on top of that, just like quality of life, it's very difficult to find meaningful, visceral enjoyment in today's day and age. And it just puts you in a situation where that's really difficult to then go and try to make a conscious choice to control your eating. Because you're overworked and you're underpaid proportionately, from generations past, and convenience food is so unbelievably good and readily available. And also a lot of times people who are struggling, it's affordable. It's really affordable to get 12,000 calories when you're talking about, convenience store pastries and fast food, in comparison to like making that decision to go and look for nourishing foods that are less calorically dense. And then present that to your family. I mean, you're really talking about like, it's an ugly topic, but that reality is, it's like you're getting a lot more bang for your buck calorically. And so there's all these things that have nothing to do with actual dieting and actual exercise that I think play a much larger role than we like to give credit to.
So this show focuses a little bit more on the diet and the weight loss. It sounds like your show finds a balance really kind of rooted in fitness, active lifestyle, healthy aging. And so as people who listen to this show are just trying to develop their own, first of all, to make a decision to go on the weight loss injections, to learn about the research that's coming out, both positive and negative, to hear about the side effects. But the one thing we always emphasize is the first step before you start your injection journey is to call your doctor. Then have a plan, because this doesn't burn calories or fat for you. It just tells your brain you're not hungry. So you still, that third step we always tell people is have a meal plan and maybe even a tracker, an app tracker for calories, carbs, fat, and have your plan. And nobody's really telling you on this show what the plan is. We're just saying have a plan that you discuss with your doctors to manage that caloric intake, the carb intake, make sure you're getting enough protein. So what would you pass on to people from a fitness perspective who are either considering taking this injection journey to drop some pounds or are already on?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On that journey.
My take is, and this is not a knock on semaglutide by any stretch of the imagination. I think it's a life-changing drug. It's certainly an industry-changing drug by all accounts. And it is going to save many, many people's lives, especially in this country. So I'm a big proponent. I'm a big fan, a big supporter in that regard. But with any pharmaceutical, as a man who currently openly takes SSRIs, takes testosterone replacement therapy, I always think anything pharmacological should always be a last ditch effort, which for many people it is. Like, I think with your example and your wife's example, it's not as if you hadn't tried living an active lifestyle, many different diets, and probably stuck with them for a good amount of time. But there's a lot of factors that we've all gotten into, and it's like, instead of arguing about why this is, if you've gone that route, if you are one of those people who absolutely exist, where you feel like you're taking your last gasp of breath when it comes to hope with weight loss, I think that semaglutide is a perfect choice. The one thing I do want to get through to people is that what, like you're talking about, that messaging to the brain of satiety is, whether you're taking injections or not, the number one component leading to sustainable weight loss and sustainable success with dieting. The feeling of avoiding feelings of paralyzing hunger, avoiding feelings, nagging cravings, is the number one way you can be successful with long-term and sustainable with weight loss and dieting. And that goes for someone like me who's not taking semaglutide, and that goes for people who are just getting started in a weight loss journey. That goes for professional fitness models and bodybuilders. Someone who can speak with great experience in that world, that whether you're 150 pounds overweight or you're trying to go from 9% body fat to 6% body fat, management of hunger is the number one thing that comes into play. So I think that is one of the main reasons why I find, in comparison to, say, stimulant-based hunger deprivation drugs or hunger and blunting drugs, in comparison to stuff that came in the late 80s and the 90s that we saw where people were adopting these drugs, and it turned out it was just really kind of gunking things up digestion-wise, and that's why people were losing. Ozempic is really, really meaningful, I think, because it's kind of giving people a boot camp in what they really need when it comes to sustainable weight loss and health.
Can you've been blessed in your life to have exposure to Hollywood. I guess that could be a blessing and a curse, but also some people who are in an industry where rapid weight loss is sometimes a requirement and a necessity. And do you have an experience, a story, maybe somebody you met on Dancing with the Stars or just in one of your other roles where you learned from them about an idea to live healthier, drop a few pounds? And I love those moments where you kind of fancy yourself as an expert on something, but you meet somebody who just says something really simple, like, hey, I have water before I do this, or I do that. Is there a story you can share about somebody you met along the way that just kind of made you go, hey, I'm impressed with their, just that nice little nugget they shared? Not to put you on
Yeah, no, there has absolutely been those people. I remember, certainly with Dr. Drew, because, you know, he and I were colleagues and are subsequently very close friends. And no one's busier. I mean, maybe the president, you could say. But Dr. Drew, going from filming to taking patients to doing seminars, he's at 60, I think, last year, 64. is in excellent shape. And you realize how much of a commitment it was for him. Not necessarily when I say commitment, like, oh, he's so committed to going to the gym, like The Rock is committed to traveling with his iron pair. But Dr. Drew, it's as if, you know, someone asked me the other day, they go, do you still have urges to drink and use drugs? And I'll be sober in October, I'll be 22 years.
That's great. Congrats.
Thank you. And I said, no, well, I do, but it's just, I don't even look at myself as a guy who drinks alcohol anymore. It's like if you asked me, you ask a soldier who's come back from a tour, you say, are you going to go out and to get into a gunfight today? He'd be like, no, I'm back here in Chicago. I'm not in Afghanistan. I don't even look at myself as someone who does that. And Dr. Drew doesn't, it doesn't compute to him that he's a guy who's going to go a day without at least getting some, you know, some like structural movement in, getting out for going for his walk in between seeing patients, because he knows he only has 10 minutes today. So he's like, all right, I'm going to take 3 10-minute walks in between patients. Like it's just not an option that he could go. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger says, I still work out because you still brush your teeth, don't you? And, and you know, whoever's interviewing Arnold, he has the kind of these can, he says, you still brush your teeth. And the guy gets, of course I still brush my teeth. He's like, yeah, but you've grown all your adult, you don't have any more baby teeth, but you still brush them. Why? Because that's what I do every day. And he goes, that's why I work out every day.
Habits are big, right? Especially in the world. Well, hey folks, we promised to keep these shows short. So my guest has been Mike Catherwood, host of Mikey Likes You, the health and fitness podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Mike, we'd like to just wrap up by asking you, can you just share one little healthy meal that's kind of a go-to for you that you can do on the run or when you're just chilling at home? It's kind of 300 calories or less, but it doesn't feel like a cheat menu to you. Just feels like a good meal.
Yeah, definitely. If we're talking like you're definitely on the go, but you don't want to fall back onto something overly processed or that's going to make you even hungrier. For me, the big winner, low-fat Greek yogurt, super high in protein. The marginal amount of fat that it does have is incredibly healthy and filling. You're getting, you know, that nice dairy fat with the CLA and conjugated linoleic acid and things like that. And it's perfect to mix with, say, a collagen protein that you find yummy, and then drop a little low glycemic fruit in there. I mean, it's a home run. It actually tastes fantastic. You'll enjoy it, and it travels well.
A man after my own taste, and I find that in all the Marriotts I stay at when I travel. Greek yogurt, a little bit of granola, a little blueberry or raspberry. That's a great way to start your day. Mike, thanks so much for joining the show. Good luck to you.
Thank you, man.
On your show, people, if you haven't listened to Mikey Likes You on the Believe Podcast Network, check it out. Give him a like and a follow. Share it with your friends, and we'll see you again soon, Mike.
Thank you so much.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.